السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In our series of understanding more about ourselves so that we can gain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His divine names are a bridge to understanding ourselves and most importantly, loving and knowing our Creator. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we seldom reflect on when it comes to releasing judgment is the name Al-Latif. And today, I wish to share with you reflections of a fellow therapist and those penned by the author, Dr. Jinan Yusuf. She writes about reflections on the divine names and on how we can live in the light of the divine names. Our focus this month brings us to Al-Latif, and we want to learn more about the most subtle. Let's begin. Al-Latif. Sometimes there is that one moment when someone says something that you need to hear. Perhaps you were sad, and your friend texts you randomly saying, you know, I really wish you the best, for no apparent reason. Or you are going through a difficulty and attend a talk, and the sheikh says something that particularly resonates with you. Sometimes Allah tests you so you will call on Him. How did these people know to say these things to remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they had no idea what you were feeling or going through? That is Allah Al-Latif, He who is benevolent, gentle, subtle with His servants. In Arabic, the word Latif comes from Lutf, or the three-letter root, Lam, Ta, Fa. Al-Ghazali says about this name of Allah, Al-Latif, the benevolent. One who is deserving of this name is one who knows the subtleties of those things which are beneficial, as well as their hidden aspects, along with what is subtle about them and what is benevolent. In the dictionary, it is frequently defined as gentleness and also as something that is too tiny or too subtle to feel. So when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Latif with His slaves, it means that while He is always with us and knows everything that goes on within us, from thoughts and emotions, His protection and His mercy and His presence with us are subtle. As Sheikh Ratib al-Nabulsi says, His being with us is not heavy. Combine this meaning of Latif with its other meaning of being gentle and kind, and you have the Lord who knows what is going on in your heart and sends you what you need out of His mercy and kindness in the most subtle way. Ya Latif. You may believe it is your friend that is comforting you, but in reality, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent you that friend. Perhaps that one word was what you needed to uplift you. Perhaps your friend told you a joke that helped to get your mind off things. Perhaps that person who you met seemingly out of nowhere and recommended a certain class for you was what brought you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Latif. The subtleties and the kindness are not so simply to do with our emotions and worries, but also in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dealings with the universe. Look at Allah al-Jameel, the most beautiful and the source of beauty, as He beautifies the universe with stars and breezes and sunsets. A subtlety and a kindness we take for granted, but are nevertheless there for us. And scientifically, proven to lift our spirits. Ya Latif, when we see the way a Latif treats us with benevolence and gentleness, we cannot but try to be a source of gentleness for others, to walk in the light of His divine name, as a way of being grateful to Allah for His kindness to us. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, show gentleness, for if gentleness is found in anything, it beautifies it, and when it is taken out from anything, it damages it. Abu Dawood. So today, in the midst of the frantic pace of our day-to-day lives, I invite you to take a moment and to live in the light of this name. How can you apply just a tad bit more, 1% more of gentleness in your interactions with someone else? How can that 1% of gentleness help you to hold back from making judgments of another? Ya Latif, oh, the most gentle. I am harsh with myself when I didn't listen to what I need in the moment. Ya Latif, make me gentle. I am harsh with my loved ones when I speak gruffly, when they only want my attention. Make me gentle, Ya Latif. I am harsh with others when I project my wounds on them, when I expect them to fulfill the void within myself, when I don't see them for who they are, but what I want them to be. Make me gentle, Ya Latif. I am harsh when I use too many plastic products and harsh chemicals and burden the earth you created. Make me gentle, Ya Latif. I am harsh with my body when I push it to do the things it cannot do, when I eat foods that are not nourishing to my whole being, when I neglect and ignore the signs when it's speaking to me. Make me gentle, Ya Latif. I am harsh in my way of thinking, living, being, because I have accepted the misguided belief that I was not enough in my authenticity, in the wholesome purity that you created me. I have twisted and turned myself so much to fulfill other people's agenda of me. I am harsh to myself when I stopped listening to my heart, to my source of my connection to you. Make me gentle, Ya Latif. Ya Latif, I am harsh. Make me gentle. Ya Latif, I am harsh. Make me gentle. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. May we all walk in the light of the divine name, Al-Latif. Assalamu alaikum.